Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Himes. I'm John Wilkerson. Coming up, it is the third Saturday in October. We've got more coming your way in regards to Tennessee football. Right now, though, it's an opportunity as we take that time each week to catch up with President and GM of the Ice Bears, Mike Murray. They went through the exhibition round last week. Tomorrow night, it starts for real as we have just ticked under 28 hours until the season begins. Mike, how are you?
Good. Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on, of course. But it's crazy. It's the exhibition game was great here last Friday. We had just under 3,000 people come out, and we hit the road for the next day to Huntsville. We basically split that series, so it's Jeff got the roster cut down to where it needs to be, and there's a lot of happy guys that are Ice Bears down in that dressing room right now.
So it's Evansville tomorrow night here in town, and then you hit the road immediately to Fayetteville, which it's never too early to get to go up against those posers. But tell me, what was the exhibition experience like? What did you hear back from the fans as they got the first look at the new-look Civic Coliseum?
Great questions. There was a lineup out the door. I don't think we've ever had a lineup out the door for exhibition game. Obviously see the new team and see all the renovations that were done. You know, I think there's a lot of people so excited about the way the inside of the Coliseum looked. The obvious thing was the center hanging video board, Jumbotron, if you will. But just as many people were just as happy with the 70 new bathroom fixtures that were put through the Coliseum. And when you've been in the Coliseum over the last 58 years and they were the same ones, to see them come out was a great day. But to see the fans just happy, to be in a comfortable place, it was good to see.
Mike, I would think that a lot of folks would like to play for the Ice Bears, and so I wonder, does that make it harder to make those cuts because you've got so many talented players trying to make your roster?
Yeah, it's another great question. It's just kind of getting to know these guys, even some briefly. They, whether they're coming from college or wherever, It's nice to hear that they've heard great things about the Ice Bears and that this is one of the premier places to play in the entire league. It says a lot about our community, a lot about our fans, our booster club, and our sponsors. It's a comfortable place to play. It's a very intimate setting, and like I said, with the new renovations, this will be one of the top places to be in this city for the entire winter season.
How many players on this roster played a year ago for the Ice Bears?
We had 15 guys return to camp. We've let a couple go. Right now the Ice Bears roster is made up of only four Canadians, 14 guys from the U.S., one guy from Sweden, one guy from Russia, and one guy from the Swiss. So it's a mixed bag. But there's total returners, I think maybe 12 total. But there was jobs to be had, and some guys stepped up and took them. So we couldn't be more excited. I know Jeff's very excited to get Friday night, tomorrow night going on, and it's our first home game of the season, and it's, our numbers are looking great for the crowd already. So we expect a great walk up. The temperature is just about right for our kind of season, and get the weekend started right.
Tell me, will those in attendance tomorrow night see more, hear more bells or whistles?
That's great, yeah. I mean, our production team that we hired over the summer, they were very excited to put things together. And just like what you see at Neyland Stadium or Thompson Bowling, the entertainment factor is such a huge factor. And just because of the video board that's never been there before, our production team, just kind of wanted to go bare bones for the first exhibition game. And some of the things they've shown me that they're going to come out with tomorrow night when the lights go down is kind of one of those things that makes the side of your face chill a little bit. I've seen some of these things and just the 2.5 hours of entertainment that we're going to provide, not only on the ice, but in the stands, is going to be absolutely amazing. And anybody who comes to tomorrow night's game is going to see it firsthand, and we couldn't be more excited to show it.
Well, considering how well you guys have managed the situation prior to this without having a video board that I would say many of your competitors around the SPHL do have, it's going to be something that'll be a whole new world when it comes to fan interaction and involvement, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And just like I said, we finished second in the league last year and averaging right at 4,000 people a game. And I'll be shocked if this video board and the entertainment value behind it doesn't bump our average to 300 to 500 people more per game. And once we get to that capacity, obviously the building has obstructed seats the way that's structured. But just seeing them hit the replay button a number of times in the exhibition game is just going to be add that much value to those seats. They'll be able to see everything. They won't miss a thing. Whether, like I said, it's a great hit, a great fight, or a great goal, it's all going to be seen right in the center of the ice. So it's we're looking forward to all of that.
Mike, how many season tickets have you sold?
Season tickets, we're right up around 1,400. So that's our base to start out with. And like I said, every one of our games has a different theme behind it, which warrants a different demographic around those 1,400. And in a 5,000-seat arena, that's what gets us to our capacity. And it's like I said, once our Thanksgiving games hit, we're going to be at between 4,000 and 5,000 every single game. And that carries us right into March. So like I said, it's I've seen the guys practice. They're ready to go. And if we come out of the chutes winning hockey games, it's just going to be a great, great season. We need to have a good start.
And are season tickets still available?
Yes, absolutely. And once we hit certain dates, we offer 5-game plans. We do a lot of group outings, and that warrants new season ticket holders in itself. We've had a lot of new corporate partners come aboard this year. And I'm very confident we'll have more that join us throughout the season just by way of the video board. But, yeah, we're always trying to grow. And like I said, our goal would like to be somewhere around half capacity, 2,000 to 2,500 season ticket holders. That's that's what we always try to create different packages, whether, like I said, 5-game plans, 10-game plans, whatever they might be, just to fill those seats.
What can you tell us about Evansville, the team that you host tomorrow night, as well as just a quick thought on who might be, along with the Ice Bears, some of the teams that will be in the mix for the Cup?
Well, Evansville, I was looking at their roster today. I don't recognize a whole lot of guys on there. They have a new coach, so that may be the reason for that. So there's always a feeling out process when you play each other for the very first time and the new personnel on each team, but we have just structured a great mix of guys. We've got a few tough guys that can answer the bell if need be early in the season to allow room for our skilled players to do their thing. And that's just the way hockey is, as you guys know. But, looking up and down the rosters, everyone's going to be pretty deep. And I expect all the Huntsville and the Peoria and the Pensacola will be strong as always. But you never know. There's always some others that will surprise you. But as long as we come out, we play the body, and we let everybody know that they're in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't want too many points taken away from us here. We should dominate our ice surface. It's like I said, our fans help out with that. They're like having an extra player on the ice at all times. So it's we never like to lose at home. That's my thing. I always tell every coach I've ever hired: don't lose at home. But like I said, the league is very deep. It's getting stronger every single year. A lot of contracted guys get pushed down from the NHL to the AHL to the ECHL, which makes our league that much better. So many more teams have or players are really good players that are out there that are in our league, and we could rival some teams in the East Coast Hockey League right now, I believe.
You mentioned 5 countries represented. What are the challenges, if there are, in terms of paperwork that goes along with making sure that everybody knows that they're here and doing what they're supposed to be doing, different things like that? What is it like for you and the coach to just make sure everybody's got the paperwork filed that needs to be?
Well, that's another great question. Obviously, the first, with 4 of those countries, obviously they all warrant immigration. And you certainly can't make any mistakes on immigration. The immigration laws are so tight, and things have changed so much over the years that that's first and foremost to get those guys across the border and the right papers to get them here. Jeff just spent most of the day today and yesterday getting all these guys signed to contracts that they're couldn't be happier that they're Ice Bears and going to represent our town and be here all year. They've seen just to see a taste of almost 3,000 people at an exhibition game. A lot of these guys haven't seen anything like that. So the fan support alone to be in an Ice Bears uniform is huge, but paperwork. Everyone's signed on the dotted line, ready to get going tomorrow night.
Well, it's exciting that I'm so glad the exhibition went as well as it did. Good luck tomorrow night at home. Safe travels and good luck at Fayetteville. And, Mike, we sure do appreciate it. Have a great season, and we can't wait to talk to you about it next week.
Guys, thanks so much. We're not going to sleep much tonight because we're so excited about tomorrow night just to get the season underway with all the new bells and whistles like we talked about. And like I said, we expect to see great crowds and, just to represent our city and bring home another win.
Well, we throw a shout-out to the folks listening in Sarnia, and, Mike, we'll talk to you later.
Guys, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Mike Murray, president and GM of the Ice Bears.